RSB Radio with Robert Scott Bell.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In the cybersecurity world, the warning from Homeland Security is a flashing red light. Shields up, it warns. Every organization in the United States is at risk of a Russian cyber attack. From our power grids to our communication lines to banking systems, U.S. cyber officials fear a digital assault could bring the front lines of the war to America's front door.
Yeah, Homeland Security is strongly urging any corporate or organizational network, doesn't matter how small, remind employees of the basics of cybersecurity, ransomware, phishing attacks, and make sure that the manual override controls to critical infrastructure, dams, water supplies, electricity, make sure the manual overrides are working, guys.
I don't know if this is getting real yet for y'all in America. Yeah, that's where we are. Obviously, you're seeing some footage, whether it be mainstream news, not so much. I think the on-the-ground video is very, it's fascinating, and it's also horrific to realize that in 2022, warfare is happening in cities, right? Now, we know crime is something that's been in existence ever since there's been humans, and so has war. But on our shores in the United States, we're not really used to that. It's the last time. When's the last time we had a foreign incursion, an official foreign incursion? And don't tell me 9/11. That's a whole other story, right? We're talking about an invading army. And now we have the ability, as we see with technology, to invade a country without invading a country. If you can destroy its infrastructure, and I'm talking about the electronic stuff, whether it be web stuff, whether it be communications, cell phone technology, etc. And Super D, this is why we've been spending I wouldn't call it an inordinate amount of time, Super Don. I think a reasonable amount of time to preparedness. And it's been part of this show for a long time. But why would we ramp up a little bit more right now? I think it's warranted. If any time that we've ever been on the air, it's warranted now.
Yeah, this is the first time that we've seen something like what's going on over in the Ukraine since we were like little kids, right?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's almost like, it's like Cold War 2.0 mm-hmm. that people are saying could very well happen. Really, it's crazy. It's fluid and it's changing every day. Mm-hmm. And I try not to get too, watching it, but it's hard not to see, especially the video coming out, the personal video, the citizen video. Mm-hmm. That's coming out of the things that are going on there. You've got talks of, people are talking about nukes, it's just like that thing that, that's always been there, but it's like, oh, nobody would ever think about actually doing that. Right. We don't know.
I hope and pray that the worst case scenario, I'm going to bring this up again. Remember, I talked with this physicist who claims that nuclear bombs are actually large, what we call traditional munitions, but dirty. In other words, there's radiation signatures. And that's a big controversy in history about Hiroshima, Nagasaki, etc. Controversies within physics in the claims of what nuclear bombs are. But regardless, it's not good. Any bomb, not good. But those are even more devastating, whether they be having the megaton ability to just destroy everything in their wake or leave a radiation signature. And that's why we talk about selenium and silver and different things that can remediate even the technology, the key technology that helps to neutralize, if you will, the 5G and other kind of discordant energies in your field, just from your Wi-Fi or a cell tower a little bit away from you. Now, this hour, we're going to talk about the satellite phone technology as a viable backup. And I had Chris Hoare on before. We did our Sunday broadcast, radio broadcast. And Mike Adams has been talking about this a lot, Super D, the Health Ranger, a good buddy. And he connected us with them. And I'm just wanting you guys and gals out there to recognize that there are genuine vulnerabilities. This is not me fear-mongering. I'm not a fear-mongerer. That's not what I do. But legitimate technological concerns regarding communications moving forward into this, after these 2 years we've just been through and what's happening. And so we're going to give you some options today, including one that's even in the midst of the phones going they're out of stock, right? And I don't think they are yet, but it's tight to try and get these things. There's another option called a bivy stick we'll talk about this hour as well with Chris in a moment. But here's a first article in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, and the headlines read, U.S. banks prepare for cyber attacks after latest Russia sanctions. You know, the banking system is vulnerable without hacks and sanctions because you saw what happened in Canada. I mean, the government of Canada basically hacked your account, if you're a Canadian listening, potentially. If you donated to the wrong group, if you had a social media post that was not hashtag woke enough, they're willing to sanction or shut down your access to your bank account. So that's another vulnerability as we talk about alternate means, or while cash still has value to utilize it, and they're trying to make it so it's more difficult to utilize cash, much less access it. Again, problematic understatement. But these are the ruling elites, globalist and yet globalist in our midst, in the various Western governments around the world. If you look at the show notes today at robertscottbell.com, again, links are up to all of the stories we're covering here, including a secondary vulnerability, which is very critical as well, talking about the electric grid. Now, some of you have backup generators, which is great, or even backup battery systems to get you through a crisis if it's a short burst or short-term thing. And I sure hope that's the worst of it in terms of that. But these grids, like the electrical grid, also expand out into concerns for your telephone, which is now pretty much cellular at this point. The limitations of those things to work when the grid attacks their battery systems, even their backup systems, and they fail. And then what? Does satellite technology supersede that, other than your ability to have a little bit of generation, reasonable amount for backup batteries at home? We're going to find that out this hour. Super Don, any quick announcements before we go into the discussion with Chris? Because I'm fascinated by this. And look, a little, I won't say terrified, but, you know, I want to acknowledge that it's a, you know, we've come to rely so totally, compared to when we were kids, on these technologies that, man, we just got to have backup systems to stay in touch.
And it's not unprecedented. I mean, it's, you know, we've had attacks on businesses in this country for, you know, years. Mm-hmm. Okay, ransomware is a huge problem, but we've also had attacks on big corporations. There was an attack, I can't remember the name of the oil company, but it was like a year ago. Mm-hmm. That they got shut down. There was a meat processing plant that wasn't too terribly long ago that they had to shut down. You know, many of their locations because they got attacked. There was an attack on, I believe it was the Department of Defense, either a year or two ago, where they were penetrated. Mm-hmm. And that was a big thing that was in the news. So these things, you know, we've had little things happen here and there, mm-hmm. leading up to a situation like this, but I'm not aware of any time where we have seen the threat at this level before.
Right.
We're involved in what's going on over in the Ukraine. And so for Russia to retaliate against us with a cyber attack is something that's very real right now, the possibility.
Yeah. Also, as we get the discussion, remind me, or maybe Chris will remember by the time this hour is up, I want to talk about this Galileo thing. It's not spelled like Galileo, but close, because it's another means by which, through satellite phone technology, we can stay in touch and we may be able to contribute to that. I know Mike Adams is already doing so. But in worst case scenario, and I hope that we never have to engage in that, but still, even prior to that, more privacy, less tracking, etc. So there's a lot of advantages to what we're going to do. I want to say a quick shout out, Super Don. Thank you to all of our patrons that were able to join us for our monthly AMA last day of February yesterday. It was just terrific. And were you moved as I was by Kevin's story and Leslie's story of going through some really rough patches and just finding a way on the other side, and the contributions from our community to help one another? I was just like, my heart was so happy to hear that just these little miracles happen because people care about each other and we're establishing communities. I want to maintain those lines of communication because it's been tremendous, really great.
Yep. Yeah, that was good. That was good. And I'll have that posted here probably by the end of the day.
Yeah, I think I sent you the link to the video. So for those patrons that weren't part of the live one yesterday, we'll make that available to you. And of course, you'll get an email alert as soon as that's available and ready. So what else is going on? Any other updates out of Ukraine? Any other video that we need to play besides that little...
Not at this point. I think we should just dive right in here.
Okay, so if you come on over to robertscottbell.com, I'll just let me click this link so you guys can see it. For those of you watching live today, March the 1st, I can't believe it, of 2022 already. We've got the Grow System Summit for Self-Sufficiency, Growing Your Food. Here we have this banner asking you if you're prepared. How about a backup satellite phone? Privacy, reliability, security, encryption, etc. And it's sat123.com/RSB. I just click on the link and it'll open up. We're going to talk about that right now with Chris Hoar, and it's spelled H-O-A-R, so nobody thinks I'm speaking badly about you. That is your last name. you got to come
no,
back.
No, I mean,
with...
I do live in...
Yeah?
I do live in a whorehouse there. I mean, yeah. That's by definition, but H-O-A-R.
H-O-A-R. It reminded me, because you told me before, what's the origin of the name H-O-A-R? Where did it? What's the lineage?
You know, we've traced it back, and it goes several different directions, some a little more shady than others, and some quite respectable. So it's really hard to say, but it could have been a great-grandmother whose morals were a little questionable. Not quite sure. Irish is really where it stems from, so County Cork.
Okay. Well, in Ireland, they have some very creative ways to use the English language, do they not?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they don't hate everything about us. Only some of them hate us. But no, it's a great country. And I think I know how they come up with some of these ideas. I mean, they do like their pubs. You know, they do like their booze. So.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I appreciate you being on. We got a chance to chat, I don't know, a few weeks back on our Sunday radio broadcast to introduce some of the things that you're doing with the satellite phone store. And since that time, I mean, there's been a lot going on that we didn't talk about because it wasn't happening. The invasion of Ukraine and all of that, and how it's impacting. Are you having a lot more people contact you guys and go, "Hey, I'm serious now. I think I need to take advantage of these satellite phone technologies."
Yeah, for sure. It is a wake up call, and it's a mixture of people like that here in the U.S. and people in the Ukraine and Eastern Europe who are desperate for these funds, and we've been doing our best to get them out there as quickly as possible. Thanks to the great American carriers like FedEx, who've been amazing at delivering things into very difficult areas very quickly. Mm-hmm. We're just trying to do our bit to help. But unfortunately, what this does bring up is the shortage of electronic components around the world that we've seen over the last couple of years. And right now, it's really getting stretched. So satellite phones, like everything else, are in limited supply. And so, when it comes to being prepared, you have to be prepared for the fact that a lot of products just could be unavailable, pretty early into this year.
Well, and that's why I definitely wanted you on sooner rather than later. And I thank Super Don for helping coordinate that. In the show notes, we have it linked up as well. And we'll talk again about even if you can't access the satellite phone itself, that there's another method, a new technology called a bivy stick, that will allow this to work even, if there's a shortage of phones and you suddenly want one and find you can't get one. So, Super Don, let me ask you, as you've been monitoring a bit on the Ukraine issue, has there been attacks on their, I mean, this is probably a stupid question, but communication grids, things like that, where people are having an inability to use their cell phones and they're desperate for sat phones, for instance?
I don't have any firsthand knowledge of networks or things like that going down. Coincidentally, I was speaking with our friend Ula this morning.
Yes,
who was in contact with some people over in Poland because they're right in the middle of this situation.
Yeah, there are people trying to escape to Poland, like sending the families out, the children and the women.
And fortunately, it seems like the cell phones or some form of phone has been available to people, and this is the reason why we know as much as we know.
Mm-hmm.
That's going on there. This is so much different today than, like 30, 40 years ago. If we were watching some conflict going on, the only thing we could do is listen to whatever ABC News had to say. Right.
Right.
But now, with Twitter and with cell phones and stuff like that, every person that's there is the journalist. And some of the video that's been coming in, it's just been amazing to see. I don't even know if amazing is the right word. It's kind of just crazy to see what it is that's happening over there. But, all it takes is one good, well-placed attack, right? And it would knock everything out, the power, the, you know, the phones and everything, everything that everybody needs.
Well, Chris, you indicated that you are getting some contact, maybe in desperate straits, people going, we have got to have satellite phones here because we've lost all communication without them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's coming from the people themselves. It's coming from NGOs. It's coming from the friends of the Ukrainians around their borders. As you know, there are, what, five countries that border Ukraine. Everyone's trying to help. And fortunately, those countries are welcoming in the refugees and giving them shelter. But it is getting more desperate. And the Russians have showed that early on, they attacked the fuel dumps at the airport. I think it's without question that they will cut off water, electricity, and everything else, every other form of communication in short order as they plan to siege Kyiv and the other cities in the Ukraine. So we're not going to be seeing too much more of this video, I would imagine.
Yeah, they might try to shut down all means of communication out. Now, the satellite phone technology, why is it less vulnerable? I mean, tell me, I don't want to assume everybody understands it. So if you can keep it fairly basic for people that are new to this and say, well, why is this different, what we have now?
Well, look, at the very core of it, a cell phone, when you place a cell phone call, that signal is sent to a cell phone tower. And from that tower, it is then transmitted to a satellite. A satellite phone cuts out the tower and sends the call directly to a satellite. And so it is not, the satellite phone network is not subject to the same kind of attack as, or is not as vulnerable as a cell phone network by definition. I mean, yeah, you could take satellites out, and certainly there's been talk about that, but the Iridium network, for example, which is, we sell the Iridium phone and the Inmarsat phone, and those are the two big networks here in the US and around the world. They both have multiple satellites. Iridium has, I think, north of 70 satellites up there. So at any one point, you should be triangulated by three satellites, allowing you to place a call literally from anywhere on Earth, you know, the middle of the ocean, the middle of Ukraine, the middle of Denver, where my cell phone does not work, I have to say, on a good day.
Well, you telling me you can still use your sat phone even when the cell networks aren't working, or are working, but not where you are?
Yeah, you can. And look, I mean, a lot of people here like to go skiing, like to go hiking. And as soon as you get off the road, off the beaten path, you're without service. And look, very, very sadly, we saw the results of a lovely young family who went up to Yosemite at the end of August in the middle of summer. The next day they were dead. And when they went through their phones, they found attempts to make calls and place text messages, send text messages out. And none of them were able to be delivered because there are just no towers up there. And, a satellite phone would have saved their life. And look, that was a normal day with nothing else going on, with no attacks, no weather events. And so, look, you need to be prepared all the time, not just for a terrorist attack or a cyber attack or anything. I mean, you can get in trouble. You know, look at Texas last year. For a whole month, Texas was without basically all communication and power. And that's in the United States, right? So it can happen anywhere at any time. If you're prepared, you're going to be a lot better off.
Yeah, I was thinking about my friends in Florida. Of course, hurricane season comes around every year, and they lose power. They lose cell service. I mean, there's a lot of things that happen in grid down scenarios, even though you'd be hard-pressed to find a spot that is not covered by cell phone technology in Florida, particularly South Florida, because of the population density. But the reality is there are times. And look, I hope and pray that there are only those temporary emergencies, right? Not the longer term terrorist or cyber terrorism attacks. But again, I don't know. I can't predict. I just know that we have come to rely on this technology. And in and of itself, it's not evil or good. It is just a tool. But it can be used to save lives, especially in these crises, to have people have access, whether it be family to family member, whether it be business to business, or in the case of just general news and communication, because that's part of one of the services you guys are offering at the Satellite Phone Store. You've worked with Mike Adams on this thing called a Galileo technology.
Correct. I mean, Galileo is a service that provides information direct to satellite phones in the form of texts. When you're cut off from your regular streams of information, the television, the internet, and so on, you are in the dark. And we've all been there. You know, it's 8 o'clock at night and suddenly the power goes out, and you just pretty much presume that it'll be back in a few hours, right? And normally that happens. But what if it doesn't happen? Now you're really the only people you can talk to are your neighbors and your local community. You don't know what's going on. You don't know why the power isn't coming back. And being in the dark is a bad place to be. It causes a lot of stress and it can be very dangerous. So it's always important to be able to be informed when or if these things go offline. Because otherwise, you know, you tend to think the worst and you might make some bad decisions. So we're just trying to keep people informed, you know, regardless, but especially in an emergency. And people like Mike Adams have been great helping us out, you know, and they can send text messages out and do through Galileo right to your sat phone for like $12 a month, $14 a month. Mm-hmm. So you can get information from people you trust and know already, even in the worst of times. And that's when you need it the most, too.
Yeah, I'm looking at the plans that are available as another adjunct and add-on. And, you know, I've talked about possibly, not that Super Don and I have a lot of free time, but, you know, if Mike Adams can find time, that guy's as busy as can be. We might be able to supply information through that setup, which is pretty nice. I like the idea of still having a flow of information where suddenly imagine you're just shut out from the world and you don't know. The satellite technology is definitely something that can reach you when nothing else can. So if I go, I'm going to go show everybody on screen once again. The link to the satellite phone store, and it's sat123.com/RSB to get the special deals. And I'm looking at these phones here where you don't even have to buy them. You just sign up for a subscription, but they'll send you the phone while they still have them. I just don't know how, when you talk about shortages because of component and supply chain issues, which are very real, that's not made up. How realistic is it that people can still access a phone if they wait a few months from now? Or I want to artificially say I'm desperate, we're desperate, but the reality is this is not made up.
No, I mean, look, we don't know. We have phones today. That's all I can tell you. We've had some huge orders in the last week, you know, for, of course, coming out of the Ukraine and surrounding areas. And that's really, you know, our sales are far higher than they would be at this time of year normally. We haven't even got into hurricane season yet, and that naturally, you know, sucks up a lot of phones. But there's a shortage of everything, technology-wise. You've got car companies going back to analog dashboards because they can't get the chips.
Oh, the horror, an analog dashboard. We actually have to
write. I know. What do we do, right?
One of those things go. Like, I remember those. Chris, yeah. I got to ask you this, Chris. Going back, way back. I don't know if we're about the same age. I'm not even going to attempt to guess. But back in the day when we had all analog dashboards, what was your first car?
It was a Ford Fiesta. And it had, I don't know if they sell those in this country, but it's just a very small, cheap Ford. And, yeah, it had lots of those dials. And, you know, but now people are saying E is enough, right? If it's by pointing to the E, I have enough. And F is finished. And, you know, I don't know. Who knows what's going to happen?
Well, you know, back in the day, my first car, we've talked about this on the air, was a 1969 Chevelle. It was a super sport, but it didn't have the original 396, and it had 327 engine, but it was not electronic at all. There was an AM radio. I think I replaced it at one point with an aftermarket, like a cassette tape, like really cool, right, with speakers you put in. But there was less vulnerability in terms to EMP attack, other things, low on the tech scale. But now we're dealing with, again, these cars fully integrated. But yet, if they're connected to cell phone towers and those towers go down, your phone, your car may be worthless to you. And again, communication becomes essential. Again, I tie that back in with our increasing reliance on electronic interface. But to have a way to deal with that, should certain aspects of what we're used to be taken out for a while or a long time, I don't know. How viable, as you said, it's not likely, although I know they could destroy satellites, but that's a next level if they're going there.
Yeah, that's a whole different kind of problem we've got there. I mean, like the U.S. military and the federal government relies on satellite communications for their ongoing operations. Anyone who is brave enough to have served in the U.S. military and over there in Iraq and Afghanistan will tell you this is how they communicate. This is how they call home to their loved ones and families. And we're obviously also grateful for what they do and have done. But they will tell you, yeah, this is what they're using, things like the Iridium network and the Inmarsat network, because they are in the middle of a desert and there ain't no cell towers anywhere close. But it's also satellite internet is available, and we do sell those units too. We have satellite internet units. They're portable. They're about the size of an iPad and up. Mm-hmm. They're lightweight, and they can give you kind of pretty much almost 5G kind of speed connections anywhere on Earth or regardless of the situation on the ground.
Okay.
And they are free with annual activation, you know, while we have them. But we've got businesses left and right ordering those because, you know, they're seeing the writing on the wall here. And they know how vulnerable we are. And we do hear from a lot of companies about attacks and incursions, you know. I won't name names, but this is an ongoing thing that's happening every day, 24 hours a day. And it's not just a thing that they decide to do here and there. It's like we have bad state actors who want to hurt us and disrupt us and draw our attention away from Ukraine and the other things they're doing around the world. So if you're not prepared now, you know, it's like you need to be prepared now if you want to take this seriously, because nothing is for certain anymore, as you know, as we've all learned in the last few years.
All right. I want to take a moment to say thanks to our friends also at Trinity School of Natural Health. We'll come back with Chris in a moment also, because I want to find out about this other level of technology called the Bivy Stick. Should those phones be scarce, or maybe that's a lower cost alternative or option for those that want to maintain some level of connectivity. But real quick, we also on the ground got to care for one another, learn about body, mind, spirit healing. And our friends at TrinitySchool.org, Trinity School of Natural Health, are providing that education from the comfort of your home with the events that happen from time to time, like the Legacy Summits that I think is going to happen in Indianapolis in September. And then, of course, the Trinity Health Freedom Expo back in October. We just had our virtual version of it. It was fantastic this past weekend. If you go to trinityschool.org or trinityhealthfreedomexpo.com, programs start up each month. And you can call an enrollment specialist today at 800-428-0408. Hit option number 2, 800-428-0408, to get plugged into the healing that you want to help yourself with. But then you'll also be one of the most valuable members of your community, especially when those dock-in-the-boxes are not operating either because they relied solely on cell phone technology and don't have satellites working. So with that, Chris, we're going to come back to you and talk a little bit more about this technology. And if I go back to the website as well, we have that banner up at the top, little thing you can click on. And I see here three different phones. One's an iSat Phone 2 special offer. One's an Iridium 9555 special offer. And then there's this Bivy special offer, which seems to be a very reasonable option for those that are maybe on the fence or not sure of it, or maybe it's after the fact and the phones are already out of stock. But what is this technology called, a Bivy Stick? How does it work with whatever we already have that you don't need a full-on phone with this?
It's a Bivy Stick for those who've never seen one. It's very small, very lightweight. And essentially, it's like the old hotspots that you used to get for your, you know, from T-Mobile or whoever it was. This is a satellite hotspot that you put in your windowsill or put in your pocket. It connects to the Iridium network, and then it transmits data to your iPhone or to your Google phone or whatever phone it is, your Android phone, in the form of text messages. So you can do unlimited text messaging in and out to any other phone or any other device anywhere in the world. And we're looking at around $50 a month. It works with an app, a free app that you just download onto your iPhone or onto your Android phone. Mm-hmm. And you're just using your regular cell phone to send the text, but they are going through the Iridium satellite network. So if you cannot text, if your cell phone is down, if you are banned from the cell phone network, like a lot of people have been for sending the wrong messages recently, a Bivy Stick is going to give you access to texting unlimited anywhere in the world, no matter where you are, no matter what's going on the ground.
That could be life-saving as well. Now, hold up that Bivy Stick. I want to see its size compared to you. Let's see. All right. So it's not too large. It's like a small phone. But
no, it's very small. It's about 5 inches. Yep.
Okay.
5 inches tall. Yeah.
So if I understood what you just said, because this is maybe the first time I really get it, because we're talking about the vulnerability of cell phone technology and towers. Even if the tower goes down, your cell phone is still usable by linking to this Bivy Stick to where you can still text others. Does it also, will it text if there's a facility to do that to other satellite phones or just to other cell phones around the world?
You can send a text to any satellite phone or any cell phone anywhere on Earth, and you can receive text from both of those. So it really is a lifeline. It is affordable. I mean, at $50 a month, I mean, like a cup of coffee these days now at Starbucks, I think is $8, right? At Pete's Coffee, I think it's $6, you know, it's like, it's getting expensive, but so really $50 is, you know, just over a dollar a day to give you that peace of mind. And, you know, everyone has a cell phone. Everyone knows how to use it. So you download an app and you get your baby stick and you're in business. There's really nothing more to do. So it's very simple to use, but it's a lifesaver. If your chip, if you have no chip in your phone, it's still going to work.
Wow.
You know, because it is talking, your phone is talking to the bivvy and the bivvy is talking to the network.
So if you have a cell phone contract that's expired, you're not even using it, but you have the phone itself not active on any network, it will interface, mm-hmm. if you can interface first to download the app, of course, via the internet.
You just need to pick the app. Yeah, that's
once
it.
You have the app, then it will interface directly with the bivvy stick, no matter what you have a cell phone link or not.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
J&M Jewelry provides online jewelry appraisals that are convenient, secure, and affordable. Appraisals are usually completed within 48 hours and sent directly to your email. Contact us today or visit our website to use our appraisal request form. J&MJewelry.com.
This was made possible by Brighteon.com. After being deplatformed by YouTube, I built Brighteon.com so that we can speak. All voices of dissent are welcome. Join Brighteon.com now. Post your videos today and start building an audience there where you will not be censored. Brighteon.com.
The Kelly Key easily converts your AR rifle to bolt action, allowing you to keep the rifle you love in assault weapon jurisdictions. The Kelly Key is a true fast drop-in solution. No permanent changes to your rifle. Import, transport, own, and have fun with your AR. Why the Kelly Key? Because a bolt action is not an assault weapon. Stay future ready from gun bans with the Kelly Key. The Kelly Key also lets you quickly and easily build your ideal hunting rifle, lets you build the quietest suppressed rifle, and benefits your long-range precision shooting. Available now at KellyKey.com with free shipping.
The world we once knew is collapsing. We're being warned to expect rolling blackouts, and our political leaders are deliberately shutting down pipelines, fuel refineries, nuclear power plants, and energy exploration. The currency is collapsing, while financial assets are plummeting in value, and the global food supply is being deliberately decimated. To survive this war being waged on humanity, you need more than just regular prepping. You need resilient prepping. And that's the title of my new free audiobook, Resilient Prepping. You can download the entire audiobook and a printable PDF transcript for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Resilient Prepping teaches practical strategies for prepping in three layers: high-tech, low-tech, and no-tech. Resilient Prepping is your ultimate guide to surviving the total collapse of the world as we know it, because that's exactly what globalists are trying to achieve. Download this entire audiobook for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Nearly all the vitamin C sold at retail today comes from China, and it's made from genetically modified corn. Even though vitamin C is a critical part of immune support, it's also critical to know where your vitamin C comes from. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com. And we only sell non-China, non-GMO vitamin C. We then subject it to rigorous laboratory testing in our own food science lab, checking for heavy metals, glyphosate, as well as microbiological contamination. Only after it passes our tests do we encapsulate it and package it for our audience. You can find it at BrighteonStore.com. It's not the cheapest vitamin C on the market, but it is by far the most rigorously tested and honestly sourced vitamin C available anywhere in the world. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com.
I feel that Juvent is helping me to get better every day in every way.
That impact is what has been shown to help improve your bone density. Without that impact, you're missing a very important nutrient in your physical conditioning program.
The Juvent Micro Impact System allows the person to create more joint range of motion. Now I know there's a chance that nourishment can take place to that joint.
got to get one of these.
SAT123.com, they have put together a really incredible package: emergency backup communication systems, power systems. We've got sat phones, we've got solar panels, and also the big 400 watt solar panel behind us there. And why does this matter? Because of course right now we are dealing with massive risk of blackouts, and the power grid is just failing, you know, intermittently, but it's going to get worse because we've also got energy shortages. Think about the lack of coal power, the diesel problems that are happening right now. If you're in the military or the National Guard or Border Patrol or law enforcement and you need to be able to function even when the power grid goes down, or maybe you're a first responder, rescue team, firefighter, paramedic, you name it, you need to know about this equipment. So SAT123.com, folks.
Capital punishment shows the world the true story of January 6, 2021. The event was years in the making, and the threat to the survival of America as we know it has never been greater. Not only is this film a must-see, but it's already one of the most censored films of all time. Just visit hisglory.tv today to get your copy. Capital punishment. Everything they told you was a lie.
Mike Adams here with an operator, a deployment leader on the Texas southern border, who's been using these satellite-based bivvy sticks for very effective communications. And he's here just give us a few words about how these bivvy sticks are operating, how it's helping he and his team members. And remember, these are available through the satellite phone store, sat123.com. It's satellite-based text messaging. Works when no cell towers work or aren't reachable.
We use these to communicate GPS cords to when we are seeing drug runners or people carrying stuff. We've had, you know, bust up to 13,600 pounds worth of marijuana and fentanyl that we have been on operations with in conjunction with federal agents and supporting them in their operations.
So they are pro-America and pro-humanitarian in helping to keep our country and our community safe. Everybody, God bless America. Take care.
I have 5 years now, I think.
Been here. Wow. Okay. So have people begun to take their masks off in Denver? What's going on there?
Yeah. Just, I think in the last week, we've seen the mandates kind of disappearing a bit because they were gone and then they came back, you know, with Omicron. But now it finally looks like, you know, most places now not requiring them. So that's that, which is great news. Everyone's,
well, the thing is, you could go out to, like, I have friends that live in Parker, right, outside of Denver. Mm-hmm. They're like, nobody was masking up out there. There was no requirement. It was like they felt free. And then you go into Denver, and it's like suddenly you're restricted from breathing. I mean, it's just, it's crazy.
Well, yeah, I mean, right at the beginning of this whole thing back in 2020, there was actually governor announced prohibition, or the mayor announced prohibition. And for 2 hours, there was panic in the streets as the liquor stores filled up and people were fighting each other and knocking cars out the way. And then it got so crazy that they said, no, we're not, forget about that. So the great Denver prohibition lasted about 3 hours. And yeah, I think many lives were lost. I'm not sure.
You know, Super Don and I were in Denver when the year they decriminalized or made weed basically legal across the board, right? And we were at, what was that thing called we were broadcasting from?
Cannabis Cup.
The Cannabis Cup. And I'm thinking, you're telling me, Chris, that they went in to try and prohibition right at the beginning of this thing, of all places, Colorado? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it makes no sense, right? But that's America these days.
Oh, it's all over the map. So if people were to reach out to you in the satellite phone store, either by going to sat123.com/RSB to get the deals or to call the number I gave out there, the 941-841-0844. People, they can talk. They can answer questions. Like if we didn't cover something with you, right? Somebody say, oh, I wish you asked Chris that question. They can reach out. People are knowledgeable that will be able to talk to them.
Yeah, we've got a great sales and support team, and we're there every day, and we're more than happy to answer questions. We know it's, you know, it's confusing for people. It's it took me a while to learn it 20 years ago when we started, and but it, you know, we'll keep it simple. We'll show you all the options. We have family plans so you can get phones for your kids, for your elderly parents and relatives, you know, because we want to make sure they're safe too. And look, if you want to stay in touch with them, a family plan is a great way to do it. And with free phones, with the, you know, with annual activation, there's never been a better time, because free phones or paid phones, I don't know how long we're going to have phones, but if you have a phone with your elderly parents or loved ones or your kids, then you know you can stay in touch with them no matter what's going on. And you know how mothers are, you know, but everyone wants to stay in touch with the kids and their families. And if they take away the cell phones, you know, whoever it is, or they go down, you're not going to have that. And that's a concern.
Super, Don. I talked to Chris last time about this Galileo thing where Mike Adams and Alex Jones are providing access to information through the network. And I'm serious. If we, I don't know how we can pull it off in the midst of how busy we are. But that's something I would look into also doing. If we get enough support from you guys out there that are interested, I would be happy to do that, because I don't want to have this thing shut down.
Explain how what that is again.
Yeah, go ahead and explain it.
For people who missed that first interview.
So Galileo has two forms of information. One, we have kind of financial and weather information, which is just non-editorial stuff. It's harvested. We have Bitcoin prices, gold prices, stock prices, and everything that you can sign up for. And so you can get those updates direct to your sat phone. And then we have weather alerts that go direct to your sat phone or automated, depending on where you live, and you get to choose those. And then on the other side, we have people like Mike Adams and Steve Quayle and so on, who providing information that you could subscribe to, and so you'll get their text alerts on your sat phone. Because look, we all know people are being, forget about any kind of attacks, people are being cut off, people are being silenced. You know, I sent a link to my parents in England the other day of a show I did that was on Rumble, and they couldn't access it. It was blocked, banned, you know. So it's, there's more and more of that going on at Galileo. There is no censorship of any kind whatsoever. When Steve or Mike or whatever sends a message out, it just goes out, whatever it is, and their users get it. So it's not our job to tell you what to say or what to think. Mm-hmm. It's just our job to help try and maintain access to information and unedited, uncensored information.
So this is text information that goes out to people, and is it, can people just regular cell phones, or just people with satellite phones, or how does that work?
Right now it's just satellite phones, and it will also be the Bivy stick. You know, we're hoping by Friday we'll have the Bivy stick online on Galileo. But we are building new app that will also allow you to use cell phones when the cell phone networks are operational. Mm-hmm. We'll be able to deliver messages there as well. So we're doing everything we can to build this on so it's as robust as possible and resilient as possible, because again, you know, everything is up for grabs and in danger these days, and mm-hmm. so the more ways to access information on Galileo, the better, and that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, and just so you know, we have a link in the show notes today to the Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. He did a special kind of a webinar with Chris, and we want you to access, learn about the information, of course. He talked about the sat phones and emergency satellite text messaging. So if you got some intrigue with what we've discussed thus far and you want to go deeper, I know Mike takes it. He understands this better than I do. He's been working with it longer, but he's the one that connected us all. So please take advantage of that. Learn about it. Share it. Again, we want the sat phone store to know that Robert Scott Bell Show fans and listeners and family are listening and reaching out and saying thanks to them for what they're doing as well. So let them know. He talks about the Galileo thing that we were just asking about as well. And Chris, make sure you don't text your parents about this appearance. They might not let you on this show again. I don't know what they would think of me. So,
oh no, they're big fans, but they were trying to access a clip on Rumble, and their internet service provider, you know, considers Rumble a site that nobody should be looking at in the UK. And I think this was Steve Bannon's War Room show. So yeah, they went over to his blog and they couldn't access that either.
Wow. Well, hopefully we do have a lot of fans in the UK. They listen on UK Health Radio a couple of days later, as well as our live feeds. I think I just sent you, Super Don, some stats. We've gotten it's like we're getting some massive growth numbers here as people are wanting information that we can deliver that is quite different than the filtered information from even other alternative so-called news sources. But I think I'm happy with the way things are going in terms of the outreach. It's growing, but I don't want to lose our connection. And that's why I'm thinking, right, even, you know, as you talked about, Chris, briefly, the option for even internet access through the satellites so we can continue, you know, one day. So we'll have to look into this, evolving it, just in case this thing goes a little bit more intense out there, the kinetic or cyber attack warfare.
Yeah, look, I mean, the World Economic Forum has been talking for months about how they want to see only approved people and approved content on the internet globally. I mean, I don't know who the hell they think they are. They're certainly not elected. They're, you know, they're run by a very wealthy guy who's looking out for his own interests, and he thinks that he should be in charge of the internet. And you've got a lot of big American tech companies jumping in and agreeing with him. So, you know, I mean, it's just appalling, but, you know, it is what it is. And they're busy, hard at work, trying to make sure that freedom of speech goes away for good as well. And it's shameful, but it's, you know, it is what it is. And you can listen to what he's got to say. His name is Schwab, I believe. And there are clips all over in that every show I do. They're talking about him. And So, you know, we have multiple threats to our freedom of speech. There's no question.
Well, you know what we call that guy. Klaus Anal Schwab, because he's all about that. Anyway, Super Don, any questions that I didn't think to ask Chris today? And again, Chris, I appreciate you coming on. I really do. I think this is important. It's look, I know about a lot of stuff, and I admit that I do. But I don't know a lot about the SAT technology, and you're helping fill in gaps in my knowledge base, too. Help me understand, and Super Don, maybe he's already there, I think, but we've had some epiphanies today.
No,
already.
I mean, it's not something that that I'm well-versed in either. So this has been very informative, and then people can always, if they have questions, you know, that we haven't answered here on the show, they can always give you guys a call. Again, you know, I'm going to drop that number, actually, in the chat room for people.
Yeah, please do. And also, if we can, I do want to eventually, I know, Super Don, you send out emails once in a while on things. Mm-hmm. We'd love, Chris, if your team could get us some information like this that we can send out to everybody as a follow-up so they can review it, link it, and everything. That would be helpful.
Absolutely.
Too.
I'll talk to the guys over there, make sure they get you something.
I appreciate that. So otherwise, do you have to travel much, or do you just stay in Denver now? You don't have to move around much.
Well, they're keeping me real busy with podcasts these days, so I haven't had much of a chance to get out. I get up to the mountains every now and then. That's about as far as I've gotten recently. But no, it's, you know, look, honestly, it's my pleasure to help, because I really do believe we provide a service that helps people and it helps save lives. And, you know, there's nothing better than that. And yeah, we're a business and we're here to make money, but what we do, I think, is good, and we all feel good about it, especially when we can help people in trouble, especially when we can help people who are being invaded and being blown up, you know, by the Russians. That's a pleasure. And
we,
you know,
help
for
them,
us to be able to help them, anything we can do. Yeah.
So you are the designated communicator, my friend. You did well.
Well, nothing better than English whore to come on and talk about your business, right?
H-O-A-R, everybody. H-O-A-R. You know, when you say that last name.
Yeah,
I
used to get a lot of...
Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was just saying, pronouncing it H-O-A-R. I want to say ho-ar so they don't think it's something else.
Who are? Yeah, I know. I've heard it all. And when I was a little kid, it used to, and I found out what it was, I was all offended and hurt. But I was like, hey, the only way to deal with it is to turn it around.
Dude, you're tough enough.
There's not many of us English boys, so.
I'm just wondering if you got any, like, Irish-style bar fights over that, if they picked on you or anything.
Well, there are some restraining orders in certain parts of Ireland, and you know, I think they're still in place. But yeah,
well, you're doing great, and you're communicating well here in the United States of America, where I certainly appreciate you and the team at the Satellite Phone Store. Again, sat123.com/rsb, and Super Don put out the connection and the phone number. Please reach out and call them, ask questions, let them know that you appreciate them supporting this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. You know, it's a newer thing for us, Chris. And I appreciate the time you spend with us to help us understand what this is all about, how important it is. And it's becoming more obvious by the day.
Yeah, no, for sure. And we really appreciate you having us on. And I would also remind people that if they do call in, please make sure you let the salesperson know that Robert sent you over, because we quite happily give some of that money back to support this show. So, you know, we're trying to do the right thing all the way around, and we appreciate you and your audience giving us the time to talk about our products and services, for, you know, no doubt.
All right, Chris. Well, if I ever make it over to Denver and you're in town, I'll look you up and you can tell me where not to go.
Absolutely. I look forward to it. My pleasure. Thanks for having me on, mate.
All right. That's Chris Hoar. I said it right, maybe, all the way from the satellite phone store and helping us out to understand something very, very important. Thank you. Thanks again, Chris, for being on board today.
You're welcome, mate. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. Super Don, again, very important information. We're getting into areas that are not as comfortable for us. Like, I don't have automatic knowledge of this stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm learning like everybody else is. Yeah.
I think it's important, you know, because we had some requests about having somebody on to talk about permaculture and gardening and things like that. So we reached out to Marjorie Wildcraft. And that's just one, you know, just one piece of the puzzle, right? One cog in the wheel. That in preparedness, which it just makes sense. It just does. And there's some people like me who hasn't done enough of that.
Yeah.
And so it's good to get this info, right? And so, you know, the satellite phone thing is another thing that, you know, thanks to Mike Adams, he connected us with these folks at Satellite Phone Store.
Yeah.
And like Chris said, you know, I mean, it also goes a long way in supporting the show. That we can make these connections with these people because they help us out as well to keep us going. So the next question is, you know, if we've got people that are growing food,
yeah,
that's good. If you've got some backup communication, what's next? And I think these are things that I'm interested if other people are interested in incorporating into is what do we talk about? Because you know, we beat up the FDA and kick Anthony Fauci in the crotch, you know, on a daily basis, right?
Yeah.
You know, but you know, it's kind of like what could we be doing that would be proactive, right? You know, and so we're going to be looking into that. If you guys have suggestions, listen, the door is always open. The suggestion box is always there.
Yes.
On other things we could be, you know, talking about that you guys are interested in, you guys want information on.
Yeah, appreciate that so much. Speaking of names, Kathy C. says her last name, married name, is C-O-C-K-E-Y, Cocky. And so she's like very sensitive to the last name scenario. But she says what's her worst is her maiden name is Born, B-O-U-R-N-E. So she says, I'm Born Cocky. That's funny.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. That's good.
I like it.
Yeah. So let's see what else we got on up for today. Any other announcements to make, acknowledgments to have? I know that there's we're opening today, I believe, with our friend Jonathan Otto. Is that right, Jono? Secrets of
just,
COVID.
Well, we're still in kind of just the letting people know about it phase.
Okay.
It actually starts on March 15th, I believe.
Okay, so it's the first day we're letting people know about it officially.
Yep.
Now, do you have that in upcoming events, or did you send out an email
last
week?
It's in upcoming
already?
Events. It's also in the show notes. And an email went out this morning on a free ebook that you would get that in addition to saving yourself a seat. It's a 9-part docuseries that Jonathan Otto put together.
Okay.
With a huge list of guest speakers that is, you know, again, you know, dude, I don't know how these people do this, but it's like every time that I've come across one of these webinars, you know, that's going on that we promote, they get these all-star lineups of all of the rock stars out there.
Yeah.
With this amazing information. And this one here, when you watch the trailer, I would have played it in the show today, but it's a little bit long.
Yeah, that's okay.
I think it's like 6 minutes or something like that. But I would definitely encourage you to go and watch the trailer. Because Jonathan Otto has put together something really impressive.
Yeah. Why are millions being forced into getting experimental vaccines and boosters? COVID Secrets, featuring 9 brand new episodes starting March 15th. You click on it, you register. It's absolutely free. And Super Don sent in the blast out. Please sign up. That is definitely worthwhile participating in that. Prep it, share it, everything you got. And we can get through this, helping one another out. So, again, thanks to Jono for hooking us up with this event as well. And I know I've been
like
interviewed.
Jono, you're like on a first name basis with this guy.
Jono's a good guy. I've known him for years. He's great. Yeah, I think he got out of Australia. He was in Australia. He's out now. I hope he got out, but it's been crazy down there. So they've got the air dates for each episode going through a lot of these very serious issues. We need
Colleen
to talk about.
Has a question there in the chat room. And if she's asking, what do you do if you lose power? What's the best way to have power off the grid? A generator? These are the types of questions that I was just, and thank you, Colleen, for asking that question, because I honestly, I'm not going to act like an expert. I mean, generators, people use generators, but who would know what kind of generator would you get? You know, mm-hmm. how much power would you need?
Yeah.
You know, these are questions that need to be answered. And these are things that I want to start adding to what it is we talk about.
Yeah. I was talking with Mike Adams off the air a few weeks back. I was asking him about some of these questions as well. And it was a fascinating journey into what ways you can do it. And obviously, solar works when the sun's shining. You still have to have battery backups to that. But mm-hmm. in terms of generation, utilizing diesel or even natural gas, if you can get it, through apparently like a tractor that you can actually hook up to the wheel of the tractor, you know, take the wheel off, and you make it the generator in a sense. So it could run on diesel and it produces a significant amount of electricity as another option. So, yeah, you're right. We need to visit that subject as well.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you.